going to have what normally is a Bible reading, but we're going to show it on the screen instead. But I just need to make sure you know who the people are in the video before we show it. Can anybody remember the names of these people? Mary and Joseph, you know who's in the video.
Your parents said I can speak to you.
How splendid you look, Joseph. Are you going to a wedding?
You're making fun of me.
No. I will never make fun of you, Joseph. You wanted to speak to me?
Yes. But it's difficult. I cannot find the words to tell you.
You want to ask me if I will take you as my betrothed?
Yes.
I will be your wife, Joseph. Go now.
For you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
How can this come about, since I have never known a man?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. Elizabeth, your kinswoman, has conceived a son in her old age. She who was thought to be sterile is now in her 6th month, for nothing is impossible with God.
I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say.
In those days, Mary set out in haste to a Judean town in the hill country where Elizabeth lived.
Are you Zechariah, Elizabeth's husband? May I see my cousin?
Oh, Mary. As soon as I heard your voice, the child in my womb leaped with joy. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?
So that was Mary and Joseph, and the really romantic bit at the beginning, in case you missed it, was Joseph asking her to marry him. Except he didn't quite get the words out, so he had to say it instead, didn't she? Well, that was nice, that's really sweet. And then she got on a donkey, and she went all the way up to see her cousin Elizabeth, who was too old to have a baby, and she was going to have a baby. That's pretty amazing. So what I'm going to look at today is just how big God is. Now, Carol said right at the beginning that we can't see him. So how could I possibly be asking the question, how big is God? Well, let me just try something. Some of you may know that I was an engineer once, so I like something like this, a measuring gadget, a caliper gauge. When I did my engineering training, they didn't have nice little digital readouts. You had to sort of squint and look at it in the good light. But this one, can you see? It's got numbers in. And you can use it to do all sorts of usable things like measuring. Can I measure your finger? It won't cut it off. What shall we say your finger is? Your finger is 12.37 millimetres thick. That's not bad, is it? How about measuring this stick here? What do you think this says? Who can read a number? How big is that? Does it say 12? Yeah? 12.02 millimetres. Your finger is thicker than this stick. That's amazing, isn't it? Now, I want to do something really, really useful. You may not work out why to start with, but not many people know how thick a pound coin is. In the time this talk takes, you may have phoned a friend. I can save you your data by telling you quite early, but why don't we measure this pound coin? Can somebody come and help me measure a pound coin? Come on, let's measure how thick the pound coin is. If you have phoned a friend, you'll find the number I give you is different from what you'll have looked up. But there you go, that's life. Right, I'm going to close this down on the pound coin. What does that say? 3.05 millimetres. So it's lost 0.1 of a millimetre, according to Wikipedia, but never mind. 3.1 millimetres, that's all a pound coin is. So let's see what else I've got. I've got one, two, I've got four pound coins. That's probably just big enough for you to be able to see from the back. It's not that big, is it? Oh, yes, I should have told you. So sorry, Christine. Spread out on the floor here, I should have said before I even began, are some absolutely brilliant activities for young children to do. So if you've got some young children with you, and if mums and dads want to come and help too, they're going to be looking at making a door that opens, a bit like an advent calendar. What? If you want an age range, it's roughly infants or under, but if you've already come, that's fine. Right. Sorry, I forgot that. That's much better. And now with the floor is full of children, so that's okay. Do you want to come and make something? Now, here, let's go back to this pound coin thing. 4 pound coins together don't look very much. That's 4 pounds. That's how thick that is. I'm looking at a rather large number. Could I have the PowerPoint on, please? Graham, I could do with a black screen, please. That's good. Probably. Yes, look at that. Now, if you've been reading the news recently, you may have a clue where that figure comes from. Except when you saw it, it will have been quoted in dollars, which is something like $45 billion. But I translated it into pounds for our sake. That's a rather large number, isn't it? So I was wondering to myself, what does 30 billion of these things look like? You know, if you went down to the bank in town and said, I would like 30 billion minus 4, more like this, they'd probably go, If you did 30 billion times 3.15 millimetres, now bear with me, it does get better. Do you know how far round the world this was stretched? If you stood them all up on end and you stretch them round the world, it would go twice round the world. If you stood up 30 billion worth of pound coins, not a lot of people know that, so you could take that down to your next quiz thing, couldn't you? I'll ask you another one. If you were in the International Space Station and you were flying round and round the Earth and you could see this row of pound coins or this double row of pound coins, which they, of course they can't. Do you know how long it would take you to be able to see all the coins? It would take you 2 times around the world, of course, which is 3 hours. Did you know the international... Isn't it wonderful what you can get out of Wikipedia? That's pretty big, isn't it? Even in the International Space Station, thinking how fast that's going round and round and round, it does an orbit in 90 minutes. So twice round the world is 3 hours just to see what £30 billion looks like. That's a lot, isn't it? Let's just remind ourselves where that figure came from. Does that give you a clue? Mark Zuckerberg, the boss of Facebook, has very generously said, I will donate almost all of my Facebook shares for education and charity. Sorry?
The remote bit's not on.
Oh, that's why. You're just quietly working this, aren't you, Graham? Shall I just do next slide, please, as I've got the gizmo that you need? And I'll put this away and stop pretending. Go back a second, Graham, before you give the secret away. Mark Zuckerberg, who runs Facebook, has got something like $45 billion worth of shares to give away to educational things. And it came up in the last week or two, and everybody went, oh, isn't that sweet? Let's just move on to a more realistic figure. Just supposing Jeremy Vaughan wrote a cheque for £500 and offered it to you, Ryan. What's the chance of that being good?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. He's got more faith in the vicar than I have. But anyway... We have just about, I think I'd need to discuss this donation, but we have just about got £500 that we could write on a cheque and give to you. Let's have a look at the next one. £500 is what Mark Zuckerberg could give to everybody in this church if there were, say, 100 people here. Not sure if I've done that some right. I'm beginning to doubt it now, but last night it looked good. No, every person in this country. Let's get that one right. I'm doing this without notes. That's more like it. Assuming there are 60 million people in this country, everyone in this country could actually receive, courtesy of Mark Zuckerberg, £500. Now, all I'm trying to get at is just how big is that? Isn't it a bit big? It's so big I can't even get my head around it. I can't imagine a great big armoured truck turning up in the UK with lots of £500s and saying to the population of this country, would you all like some? We go, oh, yeah. But the point is that he could afford to do that. Let's look at the next one. If I wrote a cheque for £30 billion, you'd say, thank you very much, Jeremy. I'll pin this up at home just as a memento. If Mark Zuckerberg wrote you that cheque, you'd be off down the bank as quick as anything before he changed his mind. It depends who's behind the promise, doesn't it? Now, let's have a look at the next one. There's a young lady called Mary. And she's just wondering what God has said to her. Let's just remind ourselves what he said to her. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you're to call him Jesus. Well, that's not too bad. I imagine if you're thinking of getting married and you're beginning to wonder how much of a family you're going to have, you might even start thinking about, I wonder whether we're going to have a boy or a girl. So why don't we just cover our bets and we'll think up a load of names for the girls and we'll think up a load of names for the boys and we'll just wait until we've either had a scan or not, but that wouldn't have been the case in her situation. So let's have one of each and just see. Oh, no, no, no. God says you're going to have a boy and you're going to call him Jesus. Okay, all right, fine. Well, she goes to her fiancé and says, well, I think one day we might have a baby boy and we think we might call him Jesus. Now, that isn't quite how it happened. Let's see what happens next. Now, if you're a Jewish lady and you heard that being said to you, you would start to get seriously worried. Because he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High is very Jewish language. She would have understood that straight away as saying, you are going to be the mother of the Messiah. Now, what average village girl thinks that she is going to be the mother of a prime minister? Never mind God's son on earth. So, this starts to get... Who is this talking to me? What's this voice I'm hearing? Am I making this up? Is it something I had for breakfast? Oh, my goodness. Let's have a look at the next one. And then the voice says, the Holy Spirit will come on you. She would have understood that as saying, just as in the past with all the amazing things that happened to God's people in the past, God came, the Holy Spirit came. This is how this is going to happen. This has got nothing to do with Joseph. The Holy Spirit will come on you. Just how big is God? Let's have another look at the next one. And then no word from God will ever fail. Now, if I could trust a check from Mark Zuckerberg for £30 billion, how far are you prepared to go to trust God's promise? Let's look at something we're going to be saying in a little way in a moment in the baptism service. Oh, and we do the journey ones, that's right. I forgot I added that bit at the end. So, move back in the script. Mary heads off on her journey. Is that a journey of trust? She went to see her cousin Elizabeth. Did she go up to Elizabeth's house to check it out, to find out if she really was pregnant? Or did she, as I think is more likely, go, let's go and share the good news of what I believe God is going to do? Because the words that are said later support that idea. I don't think she just pushed off to Elizabeth to check this one out to see if she was really pregnant. I think Mary went on a journey of faith just to see where God would take her. Let's look at the next picture in case the chaps feel missed out. You can go on a journey of faith too. Let's look at the next one. Little ones can go on a journey of faith too, to see where God is going to take you. So now let's have a look at the words that we're going to say. Everyone is going to be able to say this later in the baptism service. Now, some of you may not be believers. You may be here because you're friends and family, and that's lovely. You are very welcome. But some of us are believers, and we do want to answer those questions. Let's have a look at the different answers that we give. Can you spot the difference in them? I believe and trust in him. I believe and trust in him. I believe and trust in him. Three ways of saying I believe and trust in God. You can only believe and trust in something that's big enough to deliver. Are you prepared to believe and trust in how big God is and how able he is to deliver in your life? This is not just Mary. It's even more than just baptism, although that's really important today. It's for every single one of us. How prepared are we to believe and trust in God? 30 billion pound coins strapped around the world would take two revolutions. Is God bigger than that? One or two heads are nodding. This is the faithful corner. Is God bigger than two runs? Oh, more heads around there. Good, okay. A bit later on when we come to the baptism service, I think lots of us are going to be saying that together. Can't for the life of you remember, Jeremy. Oh, it's good. Oh, there is that final slide. That's right. And these final words from Elizabeth, you may have heard them on the video. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. Could that be said to you or about you? Blessed is he who believes that the word that the Lord gave will be fulfilled. As you go on your journeys, are you going to trust in a God who's big enough to fulfill all his promises for you?